This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Melissa Bester. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dan?
I'm very good. Now, Melissa, this is what is uncanny about you. You're an amazing person. Just have to tell you that straight up. I'm going to tell you things you know about yourself because that's the way we inform everyone while we're still talking to you. You are 11 years old.
Yes.
And you have released your first album.
Yes.
Whilst in year seven. That is nuts. Can you tell me how that came about?
Well, I entered this competition when I was 7 years old.
Yes.
And Angry Anderson was one of the judges. And yeah, ever since then, I've just been like singing and performing and meeting new people and stuff like that.
Wow. It's incredible. And now you've released your own album.
Yeah.
That wow. is great. The first time I heard of you was with the Love in a Box song you did for Samaritan's Purse. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, we had this friend, and he sort of talked to Lee Brown, who was in charge of something, I'm not sure.
And, yeah, Operation Christmas Child, the shoeboxes, and it's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. And, yeah, we wrote a song, and I recorded it, and, yeah, I went around New South Wales and sing it at schools and stuff.
Wow.
And it went around all the world, too.
All around the world!
Basically, it was attached to the entire promotion. It was just fabulous. Really good song.
That's amazing. It must be... See, this is what I don't kind of understand. Because growing up, I think, yeah, I want to be this when I'm older. I want to do this when I'm older. And then I hit a certain age and think, okay, now what am I going to start doing to pursue that? But I can't comprehend having achieved doing something that I want to do when I'm in year seven already. Is it a bit wacky for you, or is it just kind of this is normal now? You know, you make albums, you record songs. That's just part of life.
Yeah, I just love the excitement of it, and like I love recording songs and stuff, and you know that's what I love to do, and it's normal to me. You know.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's really uncanny.
Absolutely. Now, any kind of influences, people that you look up to in singers or just artists or just general people?
Well. There's a lot of Christian artists I really like. Mm-hmm. Like, I really love Leland Mooring.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, I just really totally look up to him and respect him and stuff. And
he was out at the Hillsong Conference last year,
yeah.
Is that correct? Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
wow.
I think so.
Now, what about your faith then? When did that develop? Have you just kind of grew up knowing Jesus and you're like, yep, cool, there's my faith, or was there a significant moment for you?
Not really, like... My family, really, we all love God, and I just grew up in a Christian family, and, you know, we just love God and a lot, and not really a specific moment, but I've always just had faith in Him and trust, you know.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, we will play Wanna Be Free off your album. That's fantastic. Very, very soon. But we had a suggestion that perhaps you'd sing maybe a chorus for us just now without any instruments or anything like that. A lot of pressure.
I could play the kazoo in the background if that would help.
I've got a recorder.
I'll hum.
Yeah. You hum, I'll kazoo, and Aaron will record her. Would that be all right? Would you be able to sing a bit of something?
All right. Would you like to hear the chorus of Wanna Be Free?
Go
yes,
for it.
Please.
Moving to the beat that fills the air. The music everywhere. Don't tell me how to dance, cause I don't care. Cause I just wanna be free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. All right.
Let's hear the real thing.
Let's go.
That was the
real
thing,
deal.
Mind you. This is the CD of it. Thank you so much. Wanna Be Free by Melissa Bester here at Hope 103.2.
Melissa, I've got a few questions for you, mate. How do you fit school in with this busy schedule that you have? What does it look like?
Well, I belong to a school that offers distance education as an option. Okay. So I do the school program, but I do it at home at my own pace and stuff.
So do you have siblings?
Oh, yeah, I've got two brothers and one sister.
So do they go to your everyday school or are they at home with you studying?
They're at home with me, so.
And I've got to ask you one more thing. When you go for a CD cover and you're getting all glammed up, do you get to choose your clothes?
Yeah, I have a say in it.
That is such a girly question.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you know what, Hannah Not Montana?
What?
I'm so glad you're here because that is just something that Aaron and I would not ask.
No. Oh, no, do you get to wear lip gloss? Anyway.
Tell us, and how long did it take to get your hair ready? No, I really don't. I'm not interested in that, honestly. So what's next for you Melissa, what you've done this album, which is fantastic. I think that's just awesome that you guys have put that together. I know that you've been going around the traps and performing at different places and doing different interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there a game plan for what's next, or you just see what happens?
Well, we just see what happens. And I've got a gig coming up at Luna Park the 21st.
Wow.
I'm like a supporting artist for the next step.
Wow. So,
yeah.
21st of this month.
Yeah.
At Luna Park.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. And do you have a website where people can go to get more info on you and where you're performing and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. They can go to my MySpace.
Oh, good.
So myspace.com/Melissa Bester?
Yeah. That's
beautiful.
It.
Easy.
Excellent.
Easy.
Thank you so much for coming into the den this morning.
Oh, no probs.
And thank you, too, because Melissa has given us 5 CDs to give away. Shall we do a bonanza for that?
Yeah, let's go nuts with the bonanza. We'll do that a bit later.
When you hear the bonanza music, 1-300-40-2020 will take the first 5 callers in, and you get Melissa Bester's CD.
And spell Melissa, too, I should say, because if you put in double S, it won't take you there. It's one S. Melissa Bester with one S on the MySpace page. Thank you so much.
No worries.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.